learned to keep your head up high. The reason I can tell you that tonight, because one Tuesday evening I had a talk with Jesus, and he promised me, that I've learned
how to depend on Jesus, how to trust in him.
So glad I've learned,
yeah, how to depend on
Jesus. Let me ask y'all
Jesus.
Something. Anybody here learn how to put all your trust in him? Can I take a little time and tell you how I learned to do it? I picked up my Bible and I went to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, round about the 5th and the 6th verse, where it told me to trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways I had to learn to acknowledge Jesus Christ. And I wonder, can I get a witness in this building when I say, won't God step in and direct your path tonight? Can I get a witness in this building? Anybody here learn how to depend on Jesus? Somebody here depending on him. Somebody here learn how to put all your trust in it tonight. And
this is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16, says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
When you pray, your way through. Don't know where the money's coming from, but I still can say praise. He's worthy. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I feel the anointing in you. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Don't take it out. But the Holy Ghost is here. Yes, yes, yes.
My sweet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My sweet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get all wet for him for a little bit of money, like $89 an hour.
And yet we can't come and serve God. Amen. He woke us up this morning. Something wrong with that picture. That man, that's something else.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He's a donkey talk. I know he's talking about part of the Red Sea.
Yes, sir.
Made the lions lay down and act like lambs. And took the heat out of the fire.
All power.
Man, what kind of man is that?
Yes.
Oh, my. So the little stuff I'm going through, he just owned it for a test.
Amen.
I'm going to trust him because of what? And I can face tomorrow, and you can too.
Yeah.
You know, chapter 2. I'm glad my wife said, but I don't want to hear a cell phone stuff, but I'm going to try. You know, don't let me be afraid, but I'll try. I'm not too educated in that Wi-Fi stuff y'all got. I'm not educated in that. I'm not ashamed to say it. What I'm educated in is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what I'm educated in.
Amen.
And being educated with Jesus, you ain't got nothing else to worry about. Because the Lord know how to put people in place to take care of those things that you can't take care of. Amen.
Amen.
Job chapter 2. One of the oldest books in the Bible. Matter of fact, it is the oldest book in the Bible. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Ain't that something? And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feared God, and eschewed evil, and still he hold fast his integrity, though he moveth me against him to destroy him without a cause. Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man have will I give for his life. 5 says, but put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he's in thine hand, but save his life. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sword balls from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a posture, and strapped himself with gold, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife to him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Praise God.
Yes.
But he said unto her, thou speakest as a foolish woman. What shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. You may be seated.
Amen.
I want to talk from the subject of dark clouds. It's over me. Sister B sung about that dark cloud, and I said, she's getting in my mess. A dark cloud is over me. But I can still smile. Don't forget that now. It's over me. But I can still smile.
Yes,
ain't God good?
All the time.
God is my everything. He's my hope for tomorrow. He's my bread when I'm hungry. He's my doctor when I'm sick. He's my everything. In the book of Job, Job had 10 children, and they was not saved. And they would love to party, and they would love to have a good time. Do you know some people like that love to have a good time? And they ain't worried about no God. They ain't worried about no Jesus. They love to party. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But the Lord also says, put me first before you party. Because see, when you put him first, then you're showing him that, hey, you are my Lord and my Savior.
Amen.
He's not going to take no seconds and no thirds and no fourths. He's first, and he's going to be first, because he said in Deuteronomy 6 and 15, he says, I am a jealous God. Let me get a witness.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Job chapter 2, now this is around God's throne. In other words, this is a spiritual meeting that they're having. Yeah. And the Lord was finna have a meeting with his children, or with his, I call it, with his cabinet.
All right, that's good.
But let me say something too. You can have a nice home, and you can have burglar bars on it. You can light your candles and cut off your lights and say, well, I'm going to have a talk with the Lord, and I don't know how long I'm going to be down on my knees talking to him, but ain't nobody here to cheer off at school. My husband or my wife is at work, and now I'm going to just talk to Jesus. Mm-hmm. But one thing, when you're doing those things and when you're doing right and trying to be right, Satan will. Satan will come in unaware. And my mama used to, always told me, Brother Max, say, boy, don't you go to your sister house wearing your welcome out. No, folks, say, don't wear your welcome. You know, you got some people just come to y'all every day. You know y'all friend, but you say, I'm tired of looking at her now. Oh, I'm tired of looking at him. Go home sometime. Because the old folks say teeth and tongue are falling out every now and then. That means you're biting every now and then. But it'll come back together. Well, that's the way it was here in this chapter 2. The Bible said that again, that what it's called, I'm saying, don't. Because they must have had a meeting before. Mm-hmm. Because it said again.
Yeah.
And then it's in big capital letters. Look at that. I know y'all see that in King James. I don't know King James. I don't know about the mother, but I'm talking. It said, and again, brother Abe, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves. In other words, they were coming to see what the Lord had to do or wanted them to do. Mm-hmm. But Satan came also. Now, you can't forget now, New Jerusalem, that Lucifer was his name. And Ezekiel said that 28 chapter and 14 verse that he had diamonds and pearls in his back. I remember when Prince said, I give you diamonds and pearls. Y'all remember that song? I don't know if y'all remember that. But I was at Southern then, and he said, I give you diamonds. Well, that's the way Satan was. Satan was named Lucifer at one time, was a cherubim. Go read Ezekiel 28, 14, it'll tell you. And not only that, but he was perfect and he was beautiful to look upon. They called him the son of God. And in God's throne room, when heaven was there, he was the only one would usher the praise in the morning. And I know you can sing, but you ain't got nothing on Satan, because he was the author of the choir, and he could sing like a mockingbird. And God said, I made you so. In other words, couldn't nobody sing like you, Lucifer, because that was for my glory. And when you go dealing with God, when he give you something to do, he gonna put anointings on.
Yes, he will.
He ain't gonna tell you how much hell you gonna go through, but he gonna put some anointings. I know it's raining outside, and a lot of people. Let me say something about them on and off Christians. See, when they just look like it's gonna rain, ain't got to rain. It just look like it. Oh, I ain't going today. But now Monday morning, you tell up the bed and everything. When we make up the bed to get to Mr. Bob's job. But don't you forget that the same God that woke you up is the same God that will put money in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I don't know about you.
Yes, he will.
I've learned to put it first. And sometime another, I ain't gonna say I'm broke, but sometime another, my little funny money gets funny sometimes.
Yeah,
but I know one thing. that Jesus said, I'm going to bless them that bless you. And I know that that's in Genesis 12 and 3. If you want to go for it, relook at it. He told Abram, get thee from amongst your kindred. And Abram took his word, didn't know where he was going, didn't know where he was going. He just went. And the Bible said God stepped in. Let me tell you something. Why are you trying to figure it out? Why are you trying to think about how you're going to pay it? God can already touch somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, man. I don't know about you, but you need to learn to trust the Lord. Hebrews 10:38 said, the just shall live by faith. That's what Hebrews 10:38 said on it. The just shall live. Anyway, I can't see it in my checkbook. Capital One Bank and all them Chase Bank ain't got nothing on God, because everything belongs to the Lord. The Bible says in Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord, and the fruit is the Lord, and they that dwell in it. Lift up your head,
yeah, yeah.
And be lifted up, you everlasting door. Let the King of glory come in. Ain't God all right? Yeah. Jesus says in Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God.
Right.
And verse 10, that's what it says, 46 and 10. Go be interested in your Bible. But the Bible said that the sons of God came to present themselves. And Satan came also. Because Satan and our Lord say that they still talk to one another. It's in the text. If you ain't today, it's in the text. They got a conversation going on. You see it, don't you? Say, I'm going to read it again here. And because I'm going to close it up, but I want to read what y'all read too. It say, but I can't quote it, but I'm not. There was a day when, I'm not going to say I, but the Holy Ghost quoted it, because I can't do nothing without the Holy Ghost. There was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves, well, before the Lord. But the book said it. Now, they were coming to take their business of their own. They wasn't worried about no Lucifer. You done got kicked out of heaven. You done all kinds of things, and you're not part of us. But sooner or later, here he shows up.
Yeah.
You show up in New Jerusalem all the time.
Amen.
I'm just humble as a dove and wise as a serpent now.
Amen.
Because I don't want to get on the other side, because on the other side you find yourself somewhere you ain't got no business. Jesus said, humble as a dove and wise as a serpent.
Right.
I see a lot, but I don't see nothing. I hear a lot, and I don't say nothing. I hear when they talk about me, because I'm doing something constructive for the Lord. If you ain't being talked about, if you ain't been picked up, if you ain't been picked out, if you ain't been lied on, if you ain't been, your name is down, see what they gonna say.
Amen.
But every day of my life, I find myself being talked about. I find myself being lied on. I find myself all the time being scouted out. And I say, Lord, thank you. For Luke 6:28. Because you said, bless them, they curse you.
Yeah.
And pray for those who despise you.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And then he said, Luke 6:20, bless are ye poor. For yours is the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And he said, blessed are them which persecute you for my name's sake, for great is your reward in heaven. I don't want no heaven down here. I want heaven up in earth. I want to see my mama again. I want to see grandmama again. And all to see it, I got to live. Because I can't stoop to your level, their level, because if I stoop to their level, that means I'm on the same level they on. Because Jesus said, when they smite you on one cheek, you turn to the other.
That's
what the book said on.
Amen.
And as I said before, you can lock the doors, Brother Means. And you can get ready to praise the Lord. Satan will put some kind of old lustful thought in your mind. And then if you go to 2 Corinthians 10:3 say, we walk in the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the putting down strong. He might leave that thought already when you quote it, but then guess what? He'll come right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll come back and put something good song in. Tell you something, if y'all ain't had this experience, you must have been praying to the same God I've been praying for. I just got on my knees and praying, and Satan put a song in my heart just a while ago. Keep sweat. There you go telling me now again. There you go. There's nothing that I've done
now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just got through praying in my office, oh, yeah. And Tim don't keep sweating. No, I like this.
Yes, he will.
And make fun of me.
Say to do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
12 play. Huh? How you gonna serve God and listen to that stuff there? Because Satan is coming unaware in your throne room. Can I get a witness? Your throne room may be in your house in a designated area where you're at. Down on your knees trying to praise God. And here comes Lucifer with a song in your
heart. Oh, yeah.
You ain't forgot them songs, Al?
Come on.
I know you ain't forgot James Brown. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it now. I'm back in the park. I forgot that. Tyrone Davis.
Yeah, he was good.
Choke your time.
Oh,
make me want him.
He was good.
Yeah, I know. He still is good. Oh, you sound good every night and then. I don't try to feed my spirit, but they sound good. I said, ooh, Lord, you wake me up. But it sound good, Lord, because I'm flesh.
Yeah,
I'm not holding them down, but I'm flesh. And I know the Bible says in Galatians 5 and 16, if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Galatians 2:20. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. So go back to what Hebrews 10:38. We, the just, shall live by what? Faith. Faith is the simple thing, hope for, evidence of things not seen.
Come on now.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord. You got to know what the word say. When you in the word, it ain't no pretty party. It ain't no always howdy howdy. Sometimes you have to lay awake at night. But you got to go to Nehemiah 8:10 and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. After all I've been.
Amen. Amen.
After all I've been.
Amen.
I still have joy.
Joy.
After all the hell they broke loose.
Joy.
Be a subdued. But I'm leaning on the Lord. And I still have joy. That's what the song says. After all the things I've been through,
yeah.
I still have joy. Still have joy. After all the things
I've been
through, still have joy. We can have church in Him.
Yeah.
I don't care what y'all say. I'm going to have church anyway. But there ain't no faith on me. I was no faker when I was selling crack. I'm sure I'm not going to be no faker now.
Here
go you crazy. It's too pushy now.
Yes, sir.
Devil's on the trail now.
Oh, yeah.
And look what happened. Let me put my glass on. Give one more verse. I don't want y'all. I know y'all got to come back. If I hold you too long, you say, oh, you took too long. I ain't coming. I'll be too long. I ain't coming back this time. Some of them say, I ain't going at 11 o'clock. I go at 3 o'clock. You know, you don't go to the 1:07. Well, my Bible says in Revelation that the four angels, they four angels. One of them was like a flying eagle. One of them was like a lion. One of them was like had a face of a man. One of them had a face of a calf. And the Bible said in Revelation 4:8, 4:6, they say they was around the throne saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and which is to come. And I heard in the Revelation chapter 5, it said, I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice. And I heard one of the elders say, weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah
came out. It's in your Bible.
Yeah.
Y'all looking at that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there.
Chapter 5, I'm giving it to you.
It's in there.
Look what happened, buddy. Lord Jesus. Job was a rich man.
He was.
And Job was a man that kind of like me didn't believe in all the little foolishness. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't believe in all the old gossip and stuff because I can't function right when I hear all the little mess. See, that's of the devil. He's full. He's the author of confusion.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He's the author of lies.
Yes, he is.
But somewhere I read in 1 Timothy 1:15, it says, Paul said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners whom I'm chief of.
Yeah.
1 Timothy 1:15 is in your Bible.
Sure is there.
Go read it. What did it say?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just look at me. What is it? 1:15. I'm going to stay out of Scotland. I'll do it. What is that?
Amen.
King James, I ain't talking about the NIV. This is a faithful saying.
Mm-hmm.
The word of all expectation that Jesus Christ came into the world to say, see, you can't get this with no money.
Mm-hmm.